Good afternoon. A hot and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England, with temperatures soaring. They'll reach the lower to mid-90s across most of interior New York and New England, with some upper 80s across the higher terrain. Still, though, with the humidity levels quite high and the dew points in the lower 70s, the heat index, or the combination of heat and humidity, will make it feel like it's in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees by mid to late afternoon. In this type of environment, any energy in the atmosphere will allow thunderstorms to develop, and they'll quickly grow to strong and maybe even severe limits, with strong gusty winds and hail, along with frequent lightning and heavy downpours. These thunderstorms will be widely scattered and late in the afternoon, and they'll continue through the evening. High temperatures today again will be in the 90s and then only fall back toward 70 degrees overnight tonight. Still the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms and areas of fog developing, another muggy night. And this will lead us to a humid day tomorrow. We'll watch a cold front approach from the west. Skies will be mostly cloudy, keeping temperatures in the lower 80s, with a good chance for most of us to see showers and thunderstorms. Again, with the frontal passage, some of the storms could be on the strong to severe side during the second half of the day. Behind the front, things will start to dry out on Thursday night and for the day on Friday. And as a northwesterly breeze develops, a sharp change as temperatures begin to fall. Highs on Friday will only be in the lower to mid-60s with that gusty breeze keeping the chill in the air. A pleasant, comfortably dry weekend on Saturday and Sunday. We'll look for plenty of sunshine, a breeze out of the northwest, and below average temperatures, but still nice, with highs in the lower to mid-60s Saturday and middle to upper 60s on Sunday. We'll have a risk of showers on Sunday night into Monday with the next front, but temperatures on Monday will remain in the mid-60s before bouncing up to 70 with sunshine on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Great Lakes region and here in the Northeast and Northern New England to go along with that unseasonably hot and humid weather. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Gabrielle, located 55 miles west of Bermuda with 50-mile-per-hour maximum sustained winds. The tropical storm warning has been discontinued for the island. Gabrielle is currently stationary, but a slow northwestward motion is expected to resume later today and continue through tonight. A gradual turn toward the north is expected Thursday and Thursday night. And the first hurricane of the season, Umberto, is located about 310 miles west-northwest of the southernmost Cape Verde Islands. Umberto is moving toward the north-northwest near 8 miles per hour. The cyclone is expected to turn toward the north at a slightly faster forward speed during the next 2 days. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Umberto could strengthen more today before a weakening trend likely starts tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Redding, California, to a low of 27 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid, lower 90s. Boston, hazy, sun, hot, and humid in the lower 90s. And in Buffalo, hazy, hot, and humid with highs in the upper 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 98, set in 1931, and the record low, 36, in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Warm and muggy tonight with more showers and thunderstorms around and lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs in the lower to mid-90s. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower to middle 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Hazy, hot, and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs around 90. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot, and humid today with the chance of thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Warm and muggy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler Friday. A few leftover showers, especially in the mountains, temperatures in the lower to mid 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool Saturday, lower to mid-60s. Mid to upper 60s with sunshine on Sunday giving way to increasing clouds. Chance of a shower Sunday night and Monday, otherwise partly sunny. Monday in the mid-60s and near 70 with lots of sunshine on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.